It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Verrett. From inflation to federal budget cuts and uncertainty, food assistance programs in Wisconsin are being stretched thin.
In just a bit, we'll hear from a UW Extension program that's laying off food educators who work with people receiving food assistance.
First, in March, the U.S. Department of Agriculture froze $500 million from the Emergency Food Assistance Program, which supplies food to pantries around the United States. And recipients of SNAP food assistance have seen cuts as well.
And some food pantries here in Wisconsin say they won't be able to make up for that lost support.
Ellen Carlson is executive director at Way Forward Resources, which runs a food pantry for Dane County residents. Ellen, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Ellen, I've been looking over the timeline of freezes to funding, cuts to funding, congressional changes to funding. My head is spinning. Where are we now when it comes to funding that affects your services?
Yeah, so most of the dollars that come to food pantries actually comes through food, right, through that emergency food assistance program. And we know that there's less food in the food system. There's less food going to our food banks, which means there's less food coming to our food pantries. And so we're sort of bracing for those changes as they continue to come.
What has this meant? Because there was a freeze at one point already this year. The freeze, I think, ended. What have you seen actually coming through your doors? How has that affected you?
Yeah, there's, like I said, we get most of our food through the food bank, and they're doing everything that they can, right? They're kind of our first stopgap. So we're really grateful for those partnerships because that food comes through them, and then they do their best to get us as much food as possible. We haven't seen a lot of changes yet, but we've heard that there's going to be less protein in the system and a lot of less food in the system coming in these next few months.
Right. Apart from funding changes, everybody knows about inflation and food costs going up. I imagine, as somebody who is part of this food supply, that's got to affect you.
Absolutely. We're definitely seeing that it's harder for us to purchase food because it just costs a lot more. We're getting a lot less food through our food rescue systems because grocery stores are just really tightening and being really careful about the food that they order and get out. Food costs going up is really hard for people who are shopping in the stores and using their budgets as best that they can. So that means more people to our food pantries.
Right. And I wanted to talk about that demand side. What are you seeing as far as the need for food pantries in yours? And I assume you're in touch with colleagues around the
Absolutely.
State.
Absolutely. We've all seen just tremendous increases in the need for food pantries. In the last few years, we've had four times as many people coming to our food pantry as we'd had in the past. And we know that with everything that's coming up with inflation and these decreases in SNAP, that more people are going to be coming to us.
I wanted to ask about those SNAP changes. What are the changes that are going to affect the demand for your services?
Yeah, we know that more people are going to be without those services, and so they're going to come to food pantries to make up those holes in their budgets.
The state recently passed a budget. Is that part of your ecology there, state funding?
Yes. We know that there's some food coming, right, through our food banks, and there'll be some more food coming there. We're really excited about that because there couldn't be a better time for the state to have those dollars in the budget for our food pantries. But we know it's not going to make up for the loss in the SNAP funding that people are getting.
When it comes to federal funding, whether it's SNAP or that emergency food assistance program or others, what are some of the big question marks in your mind that haven't been resolved
yet? Oh, my gosh, there's so many question marks. I mean, we don't really know what those impacts are going to be and how many people are going to be coming to our food pantries. We also don't really know the exact amounts. You know, like you said, there's been lots of changes in that TFAP program and what exactly is going to come our way. So we're just bracing for those changes and really working with our community to get the word out.
People might hear this and say, okay, what is the best way to help? What's the best way to help out my local food pantry, whether that's in Dane County in yours or elsewhere in the state?
Absolutely. What I always encourage people to do is actually reach out to those food pantries because every food pantry is going to see every situation look a little differently. That TFAP foods are going, if there's a reduction in those, is going to affect every single food pantry slightly differently. Food pantries are going to need dollars. They're going to need donations of food. They're going to need more volunteers.
When it comes to people donating food, I know sometimes the temptation is, why do we buy that? That's gross. I guess I'll donate it. What are the ways to make sure that the food people donate, and money, obviously, yes. is something that's going to make a difference. It's something that is going to help serve the community.
So most food pantries do have a top 10 list or a list of things that they need, because what they're doing is they're procuring food from TFAP. They're procuring food from their food banks. They're getting food in lots of different ways. And so it's really important that when people donate food, it fills holes. I actually just often tell people, if you want to help a local food pantry, think about the non-perishable foods that you and your family like. Donate those to a food pantry, because there will be a family who needs those as well.
Ellen, thanks so much for joining
thanks
us
for
in the studio.
Me.
That's Ellen Carlson, Executive Director at Way Forward Resources, which runs a food pantry for Dane County residents. Talked about cuts to the Emergency Food Assistance Program and SNAP and how that affects the food pantry's work. Now, at the end of last month, the UW Division of Extension announced that they'd be discontinuing their FoodWise program, which provides nutrition education to low-income people and families. They cite federal funding cuts as the primary reason. FoodWise was funded by the National Education and Obesity Prevention Grant Program that was eliminated in the Congressional Budget Reconciliation Bill. Extension will be laying off more than 90 employees who work on that program. It continues till the end of September. Amber Canto is director for the Extension Institute for Health and Well-Being. Amber, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you.
Can you tell us about the work you've been doing at FoodWise?
Yeah. So our FoodWise program, as you noted, is a community-based nutrition education program. We have been working in 70 of 72 Wisconsin counties with support from the SNAP-Ed grant, otherwise known as the National Obesity Prevention Grant. That program allows us to do a lot of different things around the state in support of teaching lifelong healthy eating and physical activity habits. We provide nutrition education to individuals in schools, at food pantries, at community gardens, but we also work with a number of partners around the state to support access to healthy foods and physical activity opportunities as well.
So say I was a younger person with a new family, trying to figure out how to make ends meet with my food budget. What kind of services might I have been getting from FoodWise?
Yeah, it's a great question. We have been able to provide family-based nutrition education that supports cooking skill development, as well as teaching about how to make the most of a limited food budget, whether that's comparing prices at the store, whether it's developing a shopping list, and whether it's using a number of different community resources and economic supports to offset perhaps limited food budgets. So these programs look different depending on the communities in which we work. It might be at a community center. It might be at a library. It really is responsive to the local needs and community context.
How have you measured the impact of the FoodWise services?
Yeah, we have a robust evaluation system that we have used. It actually builds from a national evaluation framework that has allowed us to develop metrics that we use around the state, regardless of a variety of those community contexts. And so what we have seen is that our programs are making an impact. We have youth that are reducing their consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages. We have youth that are getting more physical activity in a day. And we see that a number of individuals, over 70%, in fact, who are participating in our programs are using food resource management skills to extend their food dollars.
Right. I mean, no secret to people who cook. It is generally cheaper to cook your own food rather than buying prepared foods or restaurant foods, things like that. Do you see that kind of savings for people trying to make that, say, that SNAP budget go a little further?
We do. We have seen through our evaluation efforts that people are extending their food dollars in response to the education that we've been able to deliver.
What does this funding cut mean? I mentioned layoffs coming. How big an impact does this all have on your services?
It's a big impact. So we, as you noted, have informed staff at the end of July that we would be winding down program services. That means layoff notices to over 90 staff. Right now, we are working closely to communicate the impacts of this funding loss with our over 850 partners statewide. We are working to wrap up scheduled programming that we had through the rest of this month and into September. And while we hope to be able to sustain some of these efforts beyond September 30th, we know it will be at a greatly reduced scale.
Now, what kind of things are in the works to try to, at least on a limited level, keep some of these things going?
We are exploring all possible pathways that we have available to us, whether it's working with new and existing partners to see if there is alternative funding that could support and sustain some of this work. Some of that might look like local fund donations, alternative grants. But at this time, there is no significant level of support that will allow us to continue this programming at the current scale.
What are your worries now for the people who have received this kind of service in recent years?
Yeah, we have heard from partners that they are concerned as well. This is a loss of a decades-long program in the state of Wisconsin as well as nationwide. And we don't really know what the level of support or alternative pathways are going to be for those youth who have provided, who have received nutrition education in schools, for example, or in our community sites.
Are there ways you're hoping to, you know, even if it's not on the ground, try to provide this kind of information, I don't know, online or via those library partners or others you mentioned?
Wonderful question. We are currently working with our state team and leadership to assess what other options and pathways we might be able to continue to provide information to the public, as you noted, whether that be online, through other alternative sources, to our partners. As soon as we have greater clarity on what that looks like, we'll be communicating more broadly with the public.
And just briefly, if there's somebody, a local community leader who hasn't been involved with the program thinking, gosh, I wish we'd had something like that, is there a way they can reach out and talk about the services you provided and see what they could try to replicate?
Yeah, please contact your local extension office. We have staff all around the state who are working in and in support of Wisconsin communities statewide. They'll be able to connect you with additional information about the program we have offered, as well as other resources statewide in the event there's something that we can do to support and sustain some of this work.
And Amber, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Amber Canto is director for the Extension Institute for Health and Well-Being. She joined us for a look at the end of the Extension's FoodWise Nutrition Education Program, which lost its funding when the Congressional Budget Reconciliation Bill passed last month. We also heard from Ellen Carlson, executive director at Way Forward Resources, which runs a food pantry for Dane County residents.